Well, good morning, Tim. Welcome once again. How you doing?
Well, good morning, Pat. Yeah, it's a pleasure to be with you again.
Tim, we've heard a lot about the Guillermo del Toro film project getting started this week, but a lot of the decisions related to this production, startup anyway, are weather dependent. Is that right?
Well, shooting movies, Pat, is very, very tricky to begin with. There are a lot of changes, very last-minute changes often, that occur in the shooting schedules and otherwise, and much of it is weather dependent. One of the ironies of Buffalo weather is we need snow, and we may not get it this week. So, we'll see what happens and as the week unfolds. But you're right, weather is central to movie making for sure.
So, Tim, when a filmmaker is shooting in an urban setting, there's a lot of considerations that go into getting it right, getting your circumstances right, from sound to traffic to all manner of things. What do the filmmakers have to deal with in order to get this shoot ready?
Well, very often if they're shooting dialogue with the actors, you have a lot of ambient noise, whether it's wind sound, whether it's a plane flying overhead, whether it's sirens in the background, of a police car or a fire truck or something. Those are elements that are really uncontrollable, and so very often the filming has to stop and just kind of wait it out. And so that happens periodically as well.
We're talking about Niagara Square being a location for this shoot. What do you got to do to close off Niagara Square?
Well, I think most people don't realize the sort of detail that goes into something like that. It's you're dealing with public transportation, for instance. You're dealing with school buses. You're dealing with mail delivery and UPS and FedEx. All of those sorts of things are real components to the plan, as well as notifying all the workers in the area, all the law firms and all the businesses that are there, doctors' offices and so forth. So these are issues that have to be addressed, and the film company, we sit with them and go through a whole tick list and make sure that everything is done and everyone is notified to the best of their ability and our ability, and we just kind of hope we hit it all. And sometimes we miss one or two, but usually we've got it down pretty well now.
When all else fails, put up some road closed signs.
Yeah, we have a lot of those traffic cones and road closed signs in the back of my truck.
And Tim, in the last month, we've learned that you've been elected to the chairmanship of the Worldwide Film Commissioners Organization. Congratulations.
Well, thanks, Pat. It's a bit of an honor for sure. But the accolades really go to the people of Western New York. This is a community like none other, and they rise to the occasion every time one of these movies comes through. And so, although I'm recognized for what we've accomplished here and what we're doing here with the movie industry, it really is this sort of honor belongs to really all of Western New York for sure. It's also a great way to get into Cineposium, which is coming here this fall. It's the Association of Film Commissioners annual conference, which brings a lot of industry leaders from Hollywood and beyond to Buffalo this year. And we're so grateful that they've chosen Western New York. So in September, we'll have all film commissioners from six continents on this planet descending on Buffalo, along with all these decision makers from the movie industry.
Well, congratulations, Tim. We're all proud of you.
Well, thanks, Pat. I really appreciate it.
My guest is Tim Clark, head of the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission, and now chairman of the Worldwide Film Commissioners Organization. I'm Pat Feldball, and you are listening to Press Pass on WBFO.